University of Alaska Anchorage Chancellor Fran Ulmer has been tapped by the White House to serve on the just-formed National Commission on the Deepwater Horizon Oil Spill and Offshore Drilling. She's one of seven members and the only Alaskan on the commission. Ulmer says she was taken by surprise by the appointment. She says she doesn't yet know much about how the commission will work, but she says she's drawing on her experience serving on the special committee for the Exxon Valdez oil spill.
There are many, many competing interests that have to be considered when an event like this happens. The perspective of local people whose livelihoods have been affected. When the Exxon Valdez happened in Alaska, many communities, many individuals had their lives changed. So to have the opportunity to see and hear and understand people here in Alaska who had their lives changed and what a difference it makes to empower them to be part of the solution moving forward. You know, Alaskans after the spill set in motion a series of prevention and response training systems that definitely gave local people a higher level of confidence that if another spill happened, that they could play a constructive role in being able to help their regions. I feel as though there's a lot that we can learn from experiences, not just here in Alaska, but frankly, other parts of the world where oil and gas development takes place. And over the next few weeks and months, I'm sure we'll be doing that.
Right. And Alaskans have pretty much, due to the Exxon Valdez spill, I think, spearheaded a lot of reforms.
I really hope that I can be a bridge between Alaskans who have had experience in both the research and the prevention and response and the impact. I hope I can be a bridge between Alaskans and the commission and the people of the Gulf. We do have a lot of expertise here at the University of Alaska and at a number of the other entities that over the years have developed to provide ongoing surveillance and analysis to better understand what happened during the Exxon Valdez. I hope that linking the people here in Alaska with that kind of expertise to decision makers will be useful in this process.
You've mentioned earlier that you still do not know the scope of the commission's work, although it's apparently going to be a six-month process. How will that impact your current job as chancellor at UAA?
I have consulted with the president of the university. I spoke with Pat Gamble before accepting this assignment to make sure that he felt comfortable that it was compatible with my responsibilities at the university and that it would be useful to the state as well as the nation. He was very supportive and felt that it was a very appropriate thing for me to do and for us to be able to contribute some Alaska experience to the effort. Because all of the members of the commission are also full-time employees someplace else, the role of the commission is viewed as a part-time service capacity, not a full-time employment. So to the best of my knowledge, all of us will be continuing in our existing capacities.
Are you ready? Are you ready to dig in?
I very much look forward to the opportunity to help in whatever way I may be able to help. And I hope that when we complete our work, that we will all feel as though we're in a better place than we are today.
Fran Ulmer was just named to the President's Commission on the Gulf Oil Spill.